99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown is now entering week number 4 with a crucial date on the calendar coming up. November 1st, says ABC's Ben Siegel in Washington.
That date is important because that is when open enrollment begins on these healthcare marketplaces, the Obamacare marketplaces in the states. And that is important because this whole shutdown fight started when Democrats demanded Republicans act to preserve expiring subsidies, subsidies that help make health insurance more affordable for people buying health care on these marketplaces.
The Louvre closed today for regular maintenance. Police are still investigating after Sunday's brazen jewelry robbery at the museum. The thieves still on the run. Amazon Web Services recovering after a major service outage that started early Monday and continued throughout the day, affecting popular sites like Starbucks, McDonald's, and Roblox. President Trump's ballroom dream becoming a reality. Demolition crews tearing down White House walls. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is looking for folks who may have accidentally paid for a fake version of an official food share mobile app. Scammers uploaded a phony version of the EBT Edge program last month. The phony app charging people $5 a week or $60 for a one-time fee. The State Department of Health Services wants you to get several vaccines this fall. But is it okay to get them all at once? Dr. Stephanie Schauer with DHS says yes, but you may not feel so good for the short term. DHS recommending people get boosters for flu, COVID, and RSV this fall to prevent the spread of the illnesses later in the season. The city of Wausau will get $2.8 million from 3M Corporation to settle a 2023 lawsuit involving PFAS contamination. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Increasing clouds, breezy and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Lows in the upper 30s. Drier on Wednesday, still chilly. Highs in the upper 40s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 42.
Here we stand, worlds apart, hearts Radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Last night I hit a dancer, came dancing to me. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried love, love, love. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. Set you free and brought you to me, babe. What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more. With a rebel yell.
FM. Just dancing in.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Tonight.
I ain't got many things.
Just cause you're under don't mean I'm wrong. Another shoulder to cry upon. I just wanna use your love tonight. Yeah, I don't wanna lose your love tonight. Yeah, I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love
brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. This last Saturday, the Badger Large Conference Cross Country Meet was held here in Baraboo, where DeForest, led by Lucas Tanner, took first with a score of 22 points, and Baraboo, led by Will Betcher, took second with a score of 77 points. Big congratulations to Baraboo athletes Will Betcher and Oscar Lefebvre for making the Badger Large All-Conference team. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Bucks are ready to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks kick off their season at home this Wednesday night when they take on the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, and it'll be the first time they face off against former Buck Chris Middleton, who they traded to Washington last season. Doc Rivers says they're planning a special video tribute to Middleton during the game. How come?
Because he's a Buck for life. No matter where he's at, Pat Connaughton's a Buck for life, Brooke Lopez. And so we lost three of those guys from last year. And Chris will be the first one coming back. And, you know, the Milwaukee fans are phenomenal. So, you know, it's so funny. The one thing I'm not worried about is, like, usually the question, if this was a lot of other places, are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us. And he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. Good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, breezy and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Lows in the upper 30s. Drier on Wednesday, still chilly. Highs in the upper 40s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature is 43.
Your hometown station. With my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
sleazy guy.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
You're in the middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Trust.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody
soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Let her know how much she means. Ooh. Ooh. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. Sure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention. Give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. Should do. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much you mean.
Thank you.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Vance is in Israel to shore up the somewhat shaky ceasefire in Gaza, where more than 40 Palestinians were killed on Tuesday in retaliation for what Israel says is the Hamas-directed killing of two IDF soldiers on Monday. Demolition crews began tearing apart White House walls on Monday to make way for the new Trump Ballroom. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio's in Washington.
The remodel has been met with criticism from some Democrats. One senator writing, quote, "Seeing the White House torn apart is really emblematic of the times we're in." The White House firing back, saying, quote, "Losers who are quick to criticize need to stop their pearl clutching and understand the building needs to be modernized."
The new ballroom will be 90,000 square feet, bigger than the White House residence itself. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order that prevented the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard to Portland. Government shutdown now entering week number four. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is looking for folks who may have accidentally paid for a fake version of an official food share mobile app. Scammers uploaded a phony version of the EBT Edge program last month, the phony app charging people $5 a week or $60 for a one-time fee.